and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Amen and amen. All right, this week we're talking about being empowered by the Holy Spirit. And let me just read out of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, which says, "In Him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit." Verse 14, "Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory." You know, Paul said that God made sure that we were certain, we are made certain that His promises and His words will come true. How? He gave us a guarantee in the Holy Spirit. When we heard and responded to the gospel, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit in our lives is our guarantee. See, the Holy Spirit is the assurance that His promises will be kept, because not only is He the promised Holy Spirit, meaning, Paul said it in verse 13, meaning it's the fulfillment of a past promise, but He is also the guarantee of our future inheritance, until we receive it in verse 14. So Paul here talked about the Holy Spirit in our lives and His work in terms of two tenses, okay? In these two verses we read, both past and present. In other words, again, He is both a fulfillment of a past promise and the guarantee of a future promise. So very quickly, let me share with you how the Holy Spirit empowers us to live by faith in two ways. Number one, again, He is the fulfillment of a past promise. Paul wrote that, again, when we responded to the gospel, we were sealed with a promised, past tense, Holy Spirit. And the word Paul used here when he said sealed, imagine yung mga napapanood nating pelikula nung araw na may mga hari in the Middle Ages. Tapos, merong wax na seal yung hari, di ba? So every time the king would stamp a document or a property with a king's seal, or actually even the Bible talks about it, it was a sign of authenticity. Number one, si king talaga to. Siya talaga nagsabi nito. But number two, it was also a sign of ownership. That this parchment, this palace or whatever belongs to the king. It's the same thing with us. The Holy Spirit, when we were sealed with the Holy Spirit, it tells the whole world, and more importantly, it tells us that we now belong to God. We are part of His family, we are part of His household, and we are part of God's people. Now, we don't have time to unpack this. I'll save it for another time, another message, but Paul, if you read Paul in his epistles, more than anything, the Holy Spirit in our lives was the fulfillment of all the Old Testament promises that God would one day return and dwell again among His people. That's a powerful, powerful promise and a whole nother message that, again, we'll get to at another time. So the first way, again, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit is that He is the fulfillment of a past promise. So God's word is true. Second way, again, is that He is the guarantee of our future inheritance, right? Now, the word guarantee here used by Paul in the Greek meant down payment, first installment, or sa salita natin yun, earnest money. Alam niyo ngayong araw pag bumili tayo ng kaya second-hand na kotse or bahay, di ba? May earnest money kang ibibigay, di ba? Kumbaga, that means, na-secure mo na, sa'yo na talaga yun, alright? You give a money. Hindi siya Ngayon kasi sa FB Marketplace, dibs. Which, up to now, hindi ko lang kung ano ibig sabihin ng dibs, di ba? O kaya, iba, mine. Eh, pero laway lang ang puhunan, no? Or nag-click ka lang ng gano'n. Wala, wala naman. There is no guarantee na bibilin mo talaga. Pag di mo tinuloy, eh, kawawa si seller, di ba? Iba yung earnest money. Earnest money, sigurado yan. Kumbaga, walang kawala. Because you already invested. It's almost like an engagement ring. Once a boyfriend, what's the word, parang puts an engagement ring on a woman's hand, sure ball na yan, di ba? That's a metaphor for a guarantee. Now, Ephesians chapter 1 lists our spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Now, mabilis lang, I'll go through it quickly. You can read it later after you participate in our morning devotions. But it says, we were chosen before the foundation of the world. We were predestined for adoption. We were redeemed through His blood, forgiven of our sins, enriched by His grace. God revealed to us the mystery of His grace. We have obtained a glorious and rich inheritance. We will bring praise to His glory. And we are recipients of the immeasurable greatness of His power. Here's the best news. Lahat yan, earnest money lang ni Lord sa atin. All of the spiritual blessings in Ephesians 1 that we live in and experience today are simply the first installment of the future promise to come. And what is the future promise to come? In eternity, God will unlock all the treasures of heaven and we will live for all of eternity in the total and perfect righteousness, peace, and joy of the Lord. And Revelation 21 gives us a picture of how it be. It says, we will be free in eternity from death, sickness, disease, weakness, pain, troubles, tears, injustice, conflict, suffering. In fact, sabi sa Bible, wala raw temple in heaven. Why? God Himself will be our temple. We will freely fellowship with the Lord. The Bible says, there will be no sun. Think about it, walang araw in heaven. Why? The glory of the Lord Himself will be our light. And you all know this, we will be, I don't know, walking or floating or flying in our heavenly glorified bodies. It is an unimaginably wonderful and perfect eternal life. That is our future inheritance. Now, again, like I've been saying, the Holy Spirit in our lives today is the guarantee of that future inheritance. How? The evidences of the Holy Spirit in our lives today, through the giftings of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and the power of the Holy Spirit, are the evidences of that future inheritance in our lives today. Okay, let me explain what I mean. In other words, the gifts, the fruits, and the power of the Holy Spirit, hindi lang yan talents or skill set or a moral code of living or an ethical set of standards. No. These are actual evidences of eternity in our lives today. It is our future inheritance in heaven, the one I described to you earlier, already at work in our lives today. They are the presence of eternity breaking into the world today. The Holy Spirit is the power of the age to come, made available to us in our lives right now on a day-to-day basis. And so when we exhibit the fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, that is the power, literally the power of eternity, making its way into the world right now. When we serve and steward the giftings of the Holy Spirit, healing, prophecy, leadership, service, wisdom, giving, faith, miracles, that is the power of the age to come already breaking into our present day. I'll give you one concrete example. Maybe less than a year ago, about 6 months ago, one of our office mates here at the Every Nation building was diagnosed with cancer. And so, napadaan ako sa office, I saw him, hey, I heard you were diagnosed with cancer, stage 3, if I'm not mistaken. And so I walked into his room. Can I pray for you? Yes. Prayed a very simple prayer. 2 hours later, we had our weekly chapel here in the Evernation building. We all laid hands on him. Guess what? 2-3 months later, and to this day, he is totally, absolutely cancer-free. Even his doctors could not believe it. He is off of all medication and treatment. What happened? It was the power of the age to come made available in his life today through us operating in the power of the Holy Spirit by faith. That's why Jesus said, diba, in the Gospels, he declared, he said, the kingdom of God has arrived. But at the same time, in other words, andito na, as a present reality. At the same time, he talked of the kingdom of God as something in the future. It is both already here, but not yet fully here. That's the kind of life we live in. We live in this present, fallen, broken world, but equipped with the power of eternity through the Holy Spirit. And so my simple point for all of you this morning is this. Being Spirit-empowered is living in the present, but with the power of eternity. And so through the Holy Spirit, again, eternity broke into our present world. Let us walk then, day to day, in the power and the promise of the Holy Spirit, exercising the fruits of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and always being in faith that the power of the Holy Spirit will always be made available to us. Again, why don't we end this morning and close this message by worshiping God because of His goodness, because of His faithfulness, and because of His truthfulness in our lives. Let's worship Him once again. Right. Before you go, on top of that, on top of the power, the gifts, and the fruits of the Holy Spirit, allow me, on top of that, pa, to bless you with the word of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. May you walk every single day in the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. Good morning to all of you.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.